Imagine being 16 and suddenly learning you're engaged to your family's sworn enemy. This is Rosalie Kapoor's nightmare when her father announces she must marry Nova de Cruz, heir to their rival business empire. In a mahogany-paneled office flooded with mocking sunlight, she's forced to sign a binding contract with no escape clause. When she protests, her father weaponizes her deceased mother's memory. It was your mother's wish. Across the table sits Nova, his amber eyes burning with the same hatred she feels. What follows is a declaration of war. Nova corners Rosalie in empty hallways, demanding she end their engagement. When she challenges him to do it himself, he burns her treasured first edition Pride and Prejudice and delivers a chilling ultimatum. Call off the wedding, little Rose, or be prepared to burn for eternity. Rosalie retaliates by blowing up his Aston Martin in the school parking lot, a million-dollar statement of defiance that, surprisingly, earns his respect. Their mutual hatred becomes the foundation of a dangerous game where each act of revenge draws them closer together. At every charity gala and family dinner, they must pretend civility while privately plotting against each other. Yet something unexpected happens in this battlefield of emotions. How can you truly hate someone you're beginning to understand? Young Rosalie travels hesitantly to London to attend Nova's university graduation. Though they are engaged, his reputation for being unreliable continues, evidenced by his failure to meet her at the airport. Through Nova's roommate Malcolm, she learns an unexpected truth. Nova leads a double life as an accomplished competitor in underground athletic competitions, revealing a fierce determination at odds with his public persona as a privileged heir. When Nova notices her presence at his match, his concentration wavers before he escorts her away. Their encounter is charged with unresolved tension as he challenges her to acknowledge the effect they have on each other. This pattern of assertiveness and resistance characterizes their complex relationship. Nova reveals he has maintained surveillance of her for 2 years, initially as a strategic measure, but later as protection, influenced by his own experience as a kidnapping survivor in his youth. This suggests his distant behavior may stem from unresolved childhood trauma, possibly connected to the Kapoor family. Rosalie herself carries emotional scars from a difficult upbringing and a controlling parent who views her more as an asset than a daughter. Their time apart has transformed their childhood antagonism into a complex adult relationship, creating an intense connection that neither can fully deny or embrace. After 8 years of engagement and 3 escape attempts, 26-year-old Rosalie approaches her wedding with dread. Her final rebellion, choosing a black wedding dress, provokes her father's violent outburst until Nova unexpectedly defends her choice. On their wedding day, shocked gasps greet Rosalie's black lace gown. Nova counters tradition by wearing crimson, the bride's traditional color in their culture. "You look breathtaking, Rose, my gothic Barbie," he whispers as he takes her hand. Their wedding kiss turns scandalously passionate. "You're mine now," he growls against her lips, loud enough for the front row to hear. When Rosalie arrives with her 3 dogs, Nova suggests the pet suite. She firmly counters that her dogs sleep with her. He can take the couch if he objects. The Italian honeymoon reveals buried secrets. Nova explains his hatred for the Kapoors, claiming Rosalie's father orchestrated his childhood kidnapping. Rosalie confesses her trauma, childhood abuse by her uncle who burned her and locked her in dark rooms. "Nobody will ever hurt you again," Nova promises. At a masked primal play party in Milan, Rosalie discovers her persistent pursuer is Nova. He confesses he's been her anonymous lover at these events all along. "You weren't choosing strangers," he tells her. "You were choosing me." Nova further reveals he was also Malcolm, her first lover, having switched masks with his roommate at a graduation party years ago. "No one was stealing your virginity but me." These confessions expose how deeply intertwined their lives have been. Nova's obsession extending beyond their arranged marriage, while Rosalie's attempts to escape him ironically led her back to him. Nova discovers Rosalie writes romance novels as Rose, his old nickname for her. Rather than judging her explicit content, he shows interest, becoming possessive about certain scenes and offering to research future books. Their domestic life reveals surprises. Nova, who claimed to hate dogs, begins taking walks with Rosalie's rescue mutts, forming a special bond with traumatized Bunny. Meanwhile, Rosalie learns her afternoon snacks are actually Nova's creations. He'd been taking baking classes to perfect her favorite pastries. "You and I were meant to be, Rose," Nova tells her while reviewing her manuscript. When executives mock her trashy novels at a corporate event, Nova defends her work, later gifting her a leather-bound collection of reviews and fan letters. Rosalie realizes, "I've fallen in love with my villain, except he was never really the villain I imagined." Nova's grandest gesture comes when he purchases land for Rosalie's dream animal shelter. Overwhelmed, she kisses him, "You make me the happiest I've ever been." Nova's happiness crumbles when Mihir Kapoor reveals corruption allegations. The betrayal deepens as Rosalie joins her father, claiming she's been spying on Nova's company for years. When confronted, Rosalie coldly mocks him. "I can't believe this trick works every time. You never see me coming." She insists their relationship was fabricated to gain his trust. Despite this, Nova refuses to divorce her or yield to her father's demands. "I don't love you. Never did, never will," she tells him. Unbeknownst to Nova, Rosalie's betrayal is itself a deception. After he leaves, she breaks down. Every cruel word was a lie, except for a deal with her father years ago to escape their engagement. Her uncle has returned, resurrected by her manipulative father as a contingency plan. The situation worsens when Nova's mother dies in a staged accident orchestrated by Rosalie's father and uncle, who were also behind Nova's childhood kidnapping. When Rosalie attempts to warn Nova, he rejects her revelations. After Rosalie is severely injured in a fire at her father's house, Nova rushes to her. When she regains consciousness, they give statements about years of manipulation, abuse, and murder perpetrated by her father and uncle. Despite their love, Rosalie ends things. "Sometimes love isn't enough. I can't be with a man who doesn't trust me." Though heartbroken, Nova refuses to divorce her, promising, "We could never be over. You and I are forever, Rose." 6 months later, Nova volunteers at Rosalie's shelter, explaining, "When I have you again, it won't be because of obligation. It'll be because you chose to be mine." At Mumbai's first romance book signing, where Rosalie reveals herself as author Rose, Nova appears a sponsor. When he pleads for reconciliation, Rosalie runs into his arms. She wants him to be her villain, but he responds, "I don't want to be your villain anymore. I just want to be yours." Their story proves that even when fate forces people together, true love comes from choice. The most powerful love stories aren't written in binding agreements, but in choosing each other repeatedly.